If you've been wondering this flu season if there is a way to find out what pathogens are floating around locally, well, there's an app for that. A few years ago, tech developer Graham Dodge came down with a stomach virus, and as someone interested in data, he wondered if there was a way to track his ailment in the area he lived and try and get a better picture of how he got sick.
I just wanted to know if something was going around in my area or if I had food poisoning. And I happened to then be on Facebook later that day and saw a friend of mine reporting the same symptoms that I had. So that's when it occurred to me, based on my background in data aggregation, that social media could be used as a real-time source of data to understand these real-time trends of where illnesses are emerging.
Thus was born Sick Weather.
Sick Weather is like the Doppler radar for sickness. So just as Doppler radar scans the skies for indications of bad weather, Sick Weather scans social media and uses crowdsourcing to understand which illnesses are going around in any given area at any time.
The app scans through Facebook and Twitter pages of its users and finds keywords like fever, sore throat, or stuffy nose, and then plots the movement of these symptoms and provides reports on trending illnesses. Last week, I was investigating the app for this story and coincidentally came down with flu-like symptoms. I reported to the app how I was feeling, and later in the week I received a text from Sick Weather that said there is a trend in flu reports in my area. A map showed an ominous red-hued cloud floating over Cache Valley. Skeptics might be asking, how accurate can reports from social media information really be?
In one study looking at flu tweets related to CDC's influenza-like illness data for the same time period, we found a 0.96 out of a perfect 1.0 correlation, with one of the main differences being that the social media data, the Twitter data, was 2 weeks ahead of CDC.
Health educator with the Utah Department of Health, Rebecca Ward, says while apps like this can help spread awareness of health concerns, a physician should still be contacted for a proper diagnosis.
I think the positive aspect of this particular application would be that it can increase awareness about some of the diseases that may be circulating. Again, not necessarily verifiable data with people tweeting out or putting on Facebook what they're experiencing, but it may provide some information. It's like, oh, well, there actually may be some respiratory illnesses circulating. So if I'm seeing some of these symptoms, maybe I should call my healthcare provider and get more information.
Dodge says the intended purpose behind Sick Weather is to promote health-conscious behavior, like proper hand washing and healthier food choices, when the numbers of reported illnesses begin to rise. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Justin Prather.